You've been around football a long time, whether high school, college, now in the pros a few years. It's never easy coming off a loss.
Yeah.
But that was a loss that really hurt. These last two road games really hurt. What's the mood right now?
If I knew the answer, I'd tell you. But, we just got to pick things up on the road. I mean, that's two bad losses that we've had on the road. And, it's still early. We still have time to figure things out. But we got a big test this week, a conference game. So we're looking forward to that.
You knew they'd play physical because that's how they play. Did they do anything to surprise you defensively?
Not really. I mean, it was a loud stadium. It was tough to kind of hear Brock and get the checks. And, they definitely use that to their advantage, and we struggle with that, and that's something that we gotta work on for sure.
What's the mindset when you look up that quickly and it's 24-0? I mean, as a player on the field early in a football game, you still look up and say, okay, we got a big mountain to climb here.
It was still, halfway through the second quarter, it was already 24-0. So, I mean, we definitely weren't counting ourselves out, there's a lot of football left. But, you definitely can't get yourself in a hole like that, especially in this league. Against a good team like that, it's hard to come back from.
Tight ends are getting more involved the last couple of weeks. What's it going to take to spread the wealth a little bit more, to get more Hop, Fuller, guys that kind of shut down yesterday?
You got to build up that confidence in practice, You got to show Brock that you can make those hard catches and be consistent.
It's a pretty scary moment when Ryan Griffin went down yesterday. Did you get a chance to talk to him at all?
I talked to him on the plane back. He seemed all right. I'm sure he's pretty sore today after what he had. I think it'll be good coming forward here. So,
how about you? How do you feel health wise?
I feel good. My knee's fine, actually. I mean, I'm not really very sore today. I feel pretty good.
The day after the injuries that were cropping up. It was on both sides of the ball. It was like you're moving people around.
I mean, I don't know the details on that. You're gonna have to talk to Coach more on that.
No, I'm not asking for details. I'm just saying it was like, okay, he's playing tackle. Well, no, he's playing guard. We got people moving around. I mean,
it's football. I mean, guys get hurt, the next man up, and, we just kept playing. I mean, it's not something you can dwell on. You got to get in there and do your job.
Yeah, because no one's going to feel sorry for you, especially the Vikings. They've had massive injuries.
They're playing well even with those injuries, and that's something that we got to do, Next man up, and against a defense like that, injuries hurt, but we just got to move the ball better offensively.
Can you put your finger on what's been causing the slow starts in these games?
No, if I had the answer, I'd tell you, but Tennessee, we started fast. This game was a slow start, but if I had the answer, I'd tell you. It's just something, it's still early, and we have time to work things out, so.
In spite of all that, you went on Sunday, you're in first place, right?
Yeah. Like I said, this game's big. It's our second conference game, and we've been playing well at home, and we got to drop this last game. That was NFC game, NFC North, so they won't really affect us much. But obviously, we want to win every game, but. This one's definitely a big game for us.
What do you make from Brock's comments yesterday? I don't know the exact wording, but he pointed the finger to himself that he's got to make corrections. It's on him. Yet at the same time, everybody else has to kind of step up too.
He's a great leader. He knows when he messes up. He's smart. He's a good quarterback. He takes responsibility. But at the end of the day, it's the whole offense. Everyone was seemed a little sluggish and. Be a part of that slow start. So, that's something that we all got to work on.